I'll be honest, I never thought I was going to get up here. I was sitting there in my seat and I was shaking extremely hard. And I do desire and interest in your prayers tonight. I want to tell Brother Mate, I really, really, truly enjoyed your message last night. And I sat at home basically all day and just thought about it and prayed about it. And it really touched me. It really did. So I thank you for that. Brother Mick's message last night was more so directed towards saved people. But if you're lost tonight, I ask for your attention. I ask for you to just listen to what the Lord has to say to you tonight. And if he speaks to your heart, to follow it. Because as far as you know, tonight is your last opportunity. The last opportunity you have, as far as you know, as far as I know, as far as anybody knows, the only person that knows when you'll take your last breath is the good Lord. So if you're lost, I ask for your attention just for a moment of time. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And what it talks about right there is it explains what faith is. And to be saved, you have to have faith. There's no way around that. You have to have faith fully in your Lord and Savior and repent with everything that you have and sacrifice everything. Every little piece of you has to go. And you have to get to the lowest possible point that you can possibly get to. So you have nothing left and it'll save you. But it takes you getting to that place for that to happen. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." You have to have faith in Jesus. You can't see him, but you have to have faith that he's there. You have to believe wholeheartedly that he'll save you. And you can't do as I did as a 10-year-old boy and sit in your chair through our whole entire service and say, "Well, I believe. I believe. I've heard it. My whole entire life I did. For 2 hours before I fell to the ground and bawled my eyes out." You can't just sit there and think it or say it. It has to come from the heart. And you have to sacrifice everything. Because Jesus came down and sacrificed everything for you. He gave his life, his perfect life, with everything he had, and hung on a cross. Think about the pain and the agony he went through. And all we have to do is believe. All you have to do, sinner friend, is believe in Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness for everything. Because he hung on that cross and gave up everything that he had and went through the torture and the pain and the agony. And all you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ will save you. And I promise you, he'll save you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. I mean, my best friend, Nathan, came to church maybe 3 times with me and got saved last week. The greatest thing I think I've ever seen in my life on that boy's face was when he got saved. The greatest thing I've ever seen, I promise. Because he had that peace in his heart. He knew that there was nothing else in the world that mattered more than being saved that night. He was willing to stay there all night, as many of us have done before. You have to turn it all over. But if you don't, if you never turn over everything, hell's your eternity. Fiery pits of hell will come up, consume you, and there's no more. There's no more
opportunity. There's not another chance to get to come to church and get to hear a preacher like Brother Armour or Brother Nick. You don't, you're not going to have another opportunity like that, because when the world ends, it's over. There's not another chance that you're ever going to have. Tonight, maybe the night that you're going to get saved. And if the Lord is working on you tonight, and you feel that in your heart, if you can feel it and it's consuming you right now, that's conviction. And you have to follow it and run with it and run to the altar, bow where you are. You can be saved anywhere. Anywhere. My dad, where were you saved? Right there. My mom, where were you saved? I was saved in a senior school. It doesn't matter where you are. God can save you wherever you are. This is just an altar. It's just somewhere that we played out for sinners to go and pray. But as far as you know, tonight is your last night. If you want to flip with me, well, let me read this other verse that I have. Verse 6 in Hebrews chapter 11 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Sinner friend, you can live the best life possible. You can do the best things. Be the greatest person in the world. But if you never believe, and you never turn over everything that you have and ask that forgiveness, the Lord won't save you. It doesn't matter how good of a life you're living. It doesn't matter how many good works you have. The Lord will save you when you get your heart in that place. The Lord will save you when you turn it all over. If you want to turn with me to Revelation. Let's see if I can get the right chapter. Chapter 21, verse 7. Revelation, chapter 21, verse 7. It says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." And if we're saved, that's so true to us, because we know our God. We know him. We've been right there with him. And we can feel him in our hearts. I can feel him every day. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so unworthy of that. But what happens if you're lost when that judgment day comes? It says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, thank you, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Hell is the punishment. Hell has always been the punishment. Like was said last night, there's heaven and there's hell. There's no this, there's none. There's no in between. There's no room for somebody to live a good life. Heaven or hell. And I promise you, that day is right around the corner. And every chance that the Lord works on your heart and puts that conviction upon your heart, and you run from it, the farther and farther and farther he'll go from you. The more you put off salvation, the more times you deny that conviction that he's put on your heart, the less it's going to be there. And the less, and the less, and the less, until you just can't feel it anymore. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen, and it's sad. But we all want to see you saved. Every single one of us. Not a single person in this room will look at you differently for bowing where you're at, for getting on your knees, falling flat out. I lay on my back in my sister's lap for 3 hours crying, 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 and nobody thought differently. and we all want to see you saved. But it's going to have to be in your heart. We can't save you. A preacher can't save you. Your mom, your dad, your best friend, none of us can save you. But the good Lord can. And he will once you get your heart to that place.
I fought with this all day long, back and forth. But the Lord's put it on my heart. I don't know why he's put it on my heart, but he wants me to. Brother Bert, if we could we have a song? Let's just sing Amazing Grace. But when we sing Amazing Grace, every saved person, stand up and walk out that door. We'll walk out for a couple of seconds. I'm just going to stand up and walk out that door as if this was the last opportunity and the good Lord was right there. But if we could just sing Amazing Grace, we'll all just stand up.